You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Hello?
Do you see what I mean?
Hello?
Yes, do you see what I mean?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Ah, right, yes. If at any time during the conversation you say something to me which requires a reply or a reaction of some kind from me, and you don't get a reply or any reaction, the chances are, therefore, that I haven't heard it, due to the fact that I've had the send-receive switch in the wrong position. In that case, it behoves you to repeat whatever it was that you said.
Yes. For the purposes of this sort of interview, can you just describe why that is? What is this telephone?
Are we recording now?
We are, yes.
Yes, fine. Yes. Well, many, many years ago, I designed a special form of telephone, quite unlike the ordinary telephone, which suits my special needs particularly well. It has, for me, great advantages, but it also has, like anything in this world, it has disadvantages as well. And some people would consider that the disadvantages outweigh the advantages. I take the reverse view. I think it's well worth having, notwithstanding the disadvantages. Now,
presumably
could I at this stage first enumerate the advantages? Is that a good idea?
Yes, presumably you can't hear me when you are speaking.
No. When I'm speaking, then it's on send. And if it's on send, I don't hear the slightest trace of anything that you may say.
So I can't interrupt you, basically.
That's right, which is a considerable disadvantage in many cases. But it is, in my view, outweighed by the enormous advantages. You see, first of all, I don't hold anything to my ear. Secondly, the sound power is enormously greater, bearing in mind that I'm deaf on one ear and very, very slightly deaf on the other ear. Now, the sound power of this thing is tremendous. It comes out of a ceiling-mounted loudspeaker and fills the whole room. It's as if you were in the room speaking very loudly.
Right.
That's the first advantage.
Yeah.
The second advantage, of course, I don't have to hold the thing to my ear, which means that I don't get earache and I don't get a cramp in my arm and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, let me think. What are the others? I can't even remember. That's the trouble. One has to write these things
down. Of course, you
down.
Can't hear me speaking now, can you?
The great disadvantage is that very often I have my foot in the wrong place for the foot-operated send-receive switch, so that I think that I'm on, let me just think, what is it? I think I'm on receive, and in fact I'm on send, or vice versa. And in either case, there is, of course, complete confusion, and we miss a large part of the call.
Right. Yes.
It's almost like a wireless apparatus where you would say, over.
Yes.
No, but one doesn't want to confuse the Gesprächspartner, the partner in the conversation, by introducing that I am not depressing the pedal when I should be. And that means that I would be on receive, I would be hearing you, but you would not hear me.
Right. Okay. Well, let's try and move on to the issue of the dogs. Basically, just that we need a sort of brief resume of your situation. This goes back to a court case. Your neighbour objected to the barking of your dogs. This case went to court, and you lost the appeal, didn't you?
Well, it's been to court several times, and the first time round, I won. That was in May last year. Thereafter, there have been successive appearances in court. I can't even remember how many. And the latest situation is that I lost.
Right.
That was quite recently, something like 3 weeks ago.
Well, how is it they could bring the case against you again if you had won the first time around?
That's very cunningly done. Apparently they can... there's the barking. Do you hear any barking?
I hear slight barking. Oh, yes. Can you... Is there any chance if you could get the phone outside?
Thank you. Now, something must be happening. Do you hear the barking?
Yes.
I'll leave it on send and you'll hear it. Now, I do not, as I think I may have told you, I do not risk going out to investigate it. It's too dangerous. I've suffered in the past. I've had bricks hurled through my window, narrowly missing me, through my closed window. I've been assaulted and so forth in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
So I just accept the fact that these things happen. Something was going on out there. I don't know what it was. It was probably one of what I call the would-be incursions.
So was that the sound of the dogs actually through the window? I mean, was
the closed door. Everything's closed here.
Okay.
Door all right. Closed.
All right. And how many dogs do you have at the moment?
10 plus pups.
10 plus pups, okay.
Yes.
And what is the most amount of dogs you've ever had in your...
18, many years ago.
Uh-huh. And why do you think you need so many?
I've lived here for 49 years. For reasons that one can only conjecture at, I have been targeted, harassed, persecuted, vandalized, hooliganized, burgled, stolen from, even to the point of including stealing on the way of a homeless. I'll leave it on send and you'll hear it. Now, I do not, as I think I may have told you, I do not risk going out to investigate it. It's too dangerous. I've suffered in the past. I've had bricks hurled through my window, narrowly missing me, through my closed window. I've been assaulted and so forth in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
So I just accept the fact that these things happen. Something was going on out there. I don't know what it was. It was probably one of what I call the would-be incursions.
So was that the sound of the dogs actually through the window? I mean, was the
closed door. Everything is closed here.
Okay.
The door closed.
All right. And how many dogs do you have at the moment?
10 plus pups.
Ten plus pups. Okay.
Yes.
And what is the most amount of dogs you've ever had in your?
18, many years ago.
Uh huh. And why do you think you need so many?
I've lived here for 49 years. For reasons that one can only conjecture at, I have been targeted, harassed, persecuted, vandalized, hooliganized, burgled, stolen from, even to the point of including stealing on more than one occasion a bitch complete with a whole litter of puppies. I've had sabotage done to my various parts of my installations. I've had break-ins, things, and there's been no limit to the number of things that have happened.
Yeah.
The worst thing of all that happened was when my then diabetic, part-time caretaker was either murdered or he was manslaughtered by these creatures when they made an incursion when I was abroad.
Yes, but by creatures you don't mean the dogs, do you? You mean
No. I don't mean the dogs at all. I mean the didikoids.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, whenever I asked the police, this is going back to 1958 and thereafter, on every occasion when I asked the then police, which is quite different from the present police, and I asked who are the miscreants who have performed this and that and that crime, in every single case they replied to me using their word, not mine, a word that I had never heard of in my life before. They would always say, oh, this is clearly the work of the diddy-coys.
Uh-huh.
How it's written, I don't know. Spelt, I've never seen it written. And I had to inquire what it was, and I was told that it was a kind of quasi-gypsy, but the informants would always say, but they're not proper gypsies, you see. And I did not see, and I do not see.
Right.
And these people have targeted me throughout the years, and they continue to do so.
Yeah. Now, when you went to court the last time, I think the barrister tried to suggest that you were being racist by using the word diddy-coy.
Yes, not only the barrister said that, but the police repeatedly have accused me of being racist.
Yeah.
The laughable thing about it is that I'm only using the word which the police, taught me to use all those years ago.
Yeah,
I had never heard it before, but at that time the whole of the police force and the whole of the local population used only that word to describe these people.
Yeah. And what is the state of play now? You're apparently going to appeal again, aren't you?
I'm appealing again. And if all should go as it's meant to, I think I'm right in saying that it goes to court again on about the 24th, 25th of January next year, that is 08,
right,
at the Reading Crown Court.
And you don't have any legal representation, do you?
Can't afford a solicitor. I'm told that, I'm very impecunious, having lost a lot of money through the collapse of two separate pension schemes, one of which was the infamous, I've forgotten its name, Equitable Life.
Yeah.
The Equitable Life, for those who don't know what it's all about, it was probably the most prestigious life insurance company in the world, bar none, of which no less a person than our beloved Queen was the patron.
Right.
Notwithstanding all this, it went bust several years ago, and a great many people, myself included, lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that being so, I certainly can't afford it. I'm told that if I were to have a solicitor, it would cost me at least, and probably much more than, £5,000.
Right. So you have to conduct your own defence then?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Now, when I spoke to you last night on the phone, I think you were speaking from the bathroom, weren't you?
That's right, yes.
Why was that?
The bathroom, well, first of all, as I'm poor, I must try and be economical. The house is very ancient. It's an ancient historic cottage, a former dower house of the local mansion, which was the manorial seat of the family of Lord Montague of Beaulieu, which the English called Bewley. It has no central heating. I use electric fan heaters. And there's only one room in the house which, by virtue of its construction, has no less than three internal walls and only one exterior wall. And therefore, the thermal losses are less by far than in any other room. That is the bathroom.
Right.
Furthermore, it contains the electrically heated water heating cylinder, which, of course, has thermal losses. And those thermal losses ensure that it has kept the warmest room in the house without the need, well, unless it's very cold, without the need for any, or only needing very little, additional heat.
Yes. Okay, so you basically you said that you were phoning from the bathroom because that's the warmest room in the house.
Yes, it's
yep.
in effect my sitting room. It's
Is
also
it?
My bathroom, of course.
Right.
By the way, I bath in a very concentrated solution of magnesium sulfate, which in England is called Epsom salt, which is therapeutic, very good for the body generally, when used in the bath.
Right, okay. Now, what are you going to do if you lose this case as well in January?
Well, if I lose this case as well, I cannot do otherwise, since this whole thing is a matter of life and death, literally. I'll explain that later. I cannot do otherwise than persevere. And persevere I shall, and I've already made it clear, both in writing and by word of mouth, that if necessary, I shall carry this matter as an appeal to the highest European court.
Right.
God knows how I shall pay for it, if I have to pay for it. It's a gamble, of course, I do this kind of thing. If I win, then not only do I not have to pay anything, but I understand I may be able to recover costs from the other side. But if I lose, it could be financially disastrous for me.
Yeah.
Quite apart from being disastrous in other senses.
Right. In what senses? Can you enlarge on those, the other senses? Or?
Yes. Now, if I lose in the last final instance, after trying every possible appeal at every possible court, if I lose in the last instance, first of all, I shall then face a huge bill for costs.
Yeah.
And secondly, I depend entirely for my dogs to live here. I am harassed almost every day. There is some kind of would-be incursion. Some kind of commotion goes on the part of, I think one would describe them best as unidentified. Wait a minute, what is the word I use? I've forgotten now. Wait a minute. I'm just thinking, I'm trying to get my words right and I've lost them.
Well, never mind.
Well,
they are sort of, yes, well, they're
it's gone. It'll
right.
come back, but I don't
yeah.
know when it'll come back.
Okay.
It may take a long time or it may come back very quickly. And now let's think, what could it possibly be? I should have written these key words down.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
First of all, it is would-be incursions by loiterers with intent.
Right, okay. Well, that's fine. All right. And your argument is that... So basically, your argument is that you need the dogs for your own self-defense, not as guard dogs, but because of the noise they make.
Yes, exactly.
And
I am over 81 years of age. I'm disabled. I'm infirm. I'm shaky. And I'm full of all kinds of illnesses. And I am incontinent, both in the sense of anal sense, but also in the urinary sense. and I have many, many, many other ailments, too many to mention. I mean, I've forgotten most of them. Some of them come back into my memory occasionally, and others don't.
Right.
Now, being in that condition, I'm no longer able to defend myself.
Yeah.
And defense there has to be. The police have shown themselves to be utterly useless. I'll come back to that later. That's a big subject on its own right. my dogs are my only defense, my only warning, my only deterrent, and bearing in mind that I live on my own, they are my only beloved and loving companions.
Mm-hmm.
And they are absolutely indispensable. And if I should be compelled by authority in the last instance to remove the dogs, and that is one of the terms used in the noise abatement order which has been brought against me, and which is only on hold because the matter is still pending before the courts. But if in the last instance my dogs should be removed from me by authority, then I shall be compelled to leave this house. It will be quite impossible to go on living here without them.
Yeah. So the council have served a noise abatement order on you, and they basically expect you to keep the noise of the dogs down. But you need to, for your own security, you want to maintain the barking of the dogs.
The dogs are not in any way guard dogs in the sense of Deutsche Schäferhund or anything of that kind.
Yeah.
They're very gentle, loving, affectionate creatures. They're half Labrador and half Welsh sheepdog. However, they are very alert watchdogs.
Yeah.
Very alert indeed. And when something suspicious happens, they almost certainly have ESP, extrasensory perception.
Yes.
They perceive the spirit in which a person approaches. And when they perceive that there is some sinister intent, as is almost always present in these loitering with intent incidents, they make up a tremendous barking noise. And that noise, of course, is a deterrent.
Right.
Now, if that deterrent is gone, I can't live here. And if I have to move out, we have the following complications. I live under the aegis of a special charitable agreement on this ancient cottage that I live in. Any such payment as was required, which was very modest because it is charitable, was paid many, many years ago, and I do not have to pay a penny in lease or rental or anything of that kind, or mortgage, none of that arises. And the house is mine until my death, subject to a variety of conditions, one of which is that I must continue to reside in this house. Now, if I cannot reside in this house anymore and I have to move out, I automatically am disqualified from continued retention of the living in the house facility.
Yeah.
I therefore lose the house, in effect.
Right.
Now, as I have no money to buy another house or to rent another house, I then become homeless.
Yes.
So, under the law, I understand, I would be deemed to have made myself, quote, voluntarily homeless, unquote.
Now,
condition is one which exonerates the council from any responsibility for rehousing me.
Yes.
I therefore become a vagrant on the streets, wandering about with nowhere to lay my head. And this is a situation I could only tolerate for a day or two, whereupon I would curl up and die.
Now,
so the noise abatement order in reality is A, an eviction order, and B, a death warrant.
Now, the neighbour, there is only one neighbour who is actually making a complaint, isn't there?
That one neighbour only.
And he...
His name is Peter Hardwick, and he lives in the building which stands very close to this one, and which formerly belonged to this one. It formed part of the messuage of my Datchet cottage, and it was then called the Datchet Cottage The Datchet Cottage Coach House.
Oh, right.
The coach lived downstairs, and the coachman lived upstairs.
Yeah. Now, he has only lived there a few years, hasn't he?
He's lived there 6 years.
6 years. And you, in your defence, you quoted this this Lord Denning business, which is to do with something rather nuisance, having... How does it go again?
Well, Lord Denning the greatest of English judges, a sort of demigod amongst judges, who, by the way, had the most honoured position he could possibly have. He was Master of the Rolls, which I presume means that he looked after all the ancient scrolls on which the ancient laws are inscribed.
Yeah.
He postulated what he gave one to understand was an absolute pillar of the principles of English law at the time. Bear in mind that Lord Denning probably died about 10 years ago. And he said that where a complainant moves into a neighbourhood where there is a pre-existing nuisance, he has no case.
Right.
Now, if that is still applicable, and I've not managed to find out whether it is still applicable or whether it's been superseded by newer laws.
Yeah.
This could be very important indeed.
Yes.
Because if it is still applicable, then surely the bottom, excuse my indigestion, drops out of my neighbor's case.
Yes.
Because he moved in to a neighborhood where there was indeed a pre-existing nuisance, which had gone on for 42 years when he moved in, 43 years, and has now gone on for 49 years.
Right.
He's been there six.
We might have to bring this interview to a close now, Maurice, I think. I think we've got all the basic facts. And we could probably resume this at a later date after you've been to the court in Reading. And we'll see what happens after that. So we've been talking to you, Captain Maurice Seddon, on whatever it is, the 1st of November, I think, 2007. I wish you luck anyway with your court case. And I'll just bring this to a close now, Maurice.
Jolly good. Thank you very much. I hope it...
Restaurant.